new cinema in Dakar hasn't been well received by all, notably the last remaining private cinema owners who receive no funding from the government, who feel they've been left behind by technology and abandoned by the state. Yet 3 weeks ago, a makeshift inflatable dome was erected on the terrace of an upscale shopping centre and started screening the latest feature-length films. Senegalese movie lovers were able to join the global frenzy surrounding the release of the seventh Star Wars installment, for example, a week late, but nonetheless. Mustapha Diop is the event promoter behind the cinema.
Dakar is a big capital. It's also a big cultural capital. It's inconceivable, unacceptable that Dakar stayed so many years without a cinema that can meet at least 50% of international standards. It's not normal.
The inflatable dome seats 190 in movie standard Dolby surround sound and with a screen to match. A movie costs 5,000 CFA francs or 7 euros. By the end of the year, the cinema will move indoors when a 700-seater three-screen multiplex currently in construction next to the shopping mall will be ready. The lack of standards is what forced cinemas in Dakar to close 15 years ago, says Mustapha Diop. With or without government support, low standards can never be profitable.
There are questions of rentability.
It's a question of profitability. We can talk about government backing, but the government cannot invest in every sector and be independent. There's public-private partnerships, which should facilitate access to these infrastructures by the private sector, who could invest in logistics. Why didn't it work? I don't know, but it wasn't profitable. It's first and foremost because it's not profitable. Never has a business closed that was profitable. It just wasn't lucrative, or there were other problems.
The new cinema is a sticking point for Malik Aou, owner of the cinema his father, Tidjane Aou, a film producer, built in the late 80s. The Krista, on the outskirts of the capital, sits opposite the football stadium along a busy dual carriageway. The Krista is functional but not operational. Rows of metal chairs line the large hangar space. Near the front, the cheap seats are benches. Painted rice bags have been decoratively stretched across the high ceiling for sound insulation. A movie here used to cost 150 CFA francs, the equivalent of 20 euro cents. Fast advancing technology in the industry, low revenues and high costs meant the Krista could not keep up. To the dismay of owner Malik Aou, the Krista can't access new films without a digital cinema projector.
Si les Européens continuent à rendre inaccessible
If the Europeans continue to make their films inaccessible, they're encouraging piracy. Because I've written to several distributors, I've told them I need films, I have a cinema, I need films. The question they ask me, have you gone digital? No, I haven't gone digital. Okay, we can't give you the films. So if they tell me, you need to go digital and I can't have films and I can't function, how will I finance myself? Am I going to commit suicide and invest 10 million and buy the digital projector not knowing whether I have the guarantee I'll get the films? No. Because I have no guarantee I can pay the price they'll ask me, because I have principles. I do not show films without having bought the rights.
Back on the seafront, Fanelli Ndiaye, operations manager of the Sea Plaza shopping mall and soon Sea Plaza Cinema, it cannot open soon enough as shop tenants were sold on a multiplex when they signed their rental contracts. As Dakar prepares to welcome the new and be done with the old, movie theatres from another era will continue to fight to exist. A battle that will be hard won, as on the Corniche, more than 6,000 cinema tickets have been sold since opening 3 weeks ago. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet in Dakar, Senegal.